Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, November 30th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, November 30th. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. We are picking college basketball, having a lot of fun here. I mean, how about this slate? ACC Big Ten matchup this week. This Saturday, I consider to be the first real college basketball Saturday mixed in with college football. You know, conference championships, a random Cal USC game, and the FCS playoffs. So we just got a fire lineup for you on the weekend. But even tonight, it's great fun. A lot of great fun in college basketball. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Tell a friend, and also subscribe to the College Football Experience. Both separate feeds. And recapping yesterday, my lock, Norfolk State, cashed in against Grambling. All right, had to take you to the land down under for that fun. Oh, I also also was on the right side of Appalachian State minus 7.5 against Hartford. Cash that thing in. I was on the wrong side of Lafayette Columbia. That was a hard game to pick though. Some of those games were it's just hard to get a gauge on some of those. I was definitely on the wrong side of Niagara Colgate. That was shocking to me that Niagara beats Colgate by 11. Colgate had just beaten Syracuse like a week ago. It's a really good mid-major. Colgate's been a knocking on the door in the tournament for the past couple of years. I don't know what happened. I got to watch that game. I didn't catch that one live. So North Carolina Central, Gardner Webb. I was on the wrong side of that as Gardner Webb covered that big, big number. I pushed on Central Michigan, Kentucky. I was on the right side of Cornell plus the points against Canisius. They won outright by 14. I had Virginia plus 1.5. Woo! I actually thought they would win that game outright. I cashed this thing because they only lost by one. But Iowa, Keegan Murray also 18 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, doing it all. I was on the wrong side of South Florida, Boston College. BC with a nice win there. That's a big win for Earl Grant. 15-point win against a team that I think traditionally in years past where they'd probably struggle with. What else did we hit here? Let's go down the ranks. I cashed in on Tarleton plus 31.5 against Gonzaga. They did a great job against Gonzaga considering what they were up against. I pushed on Austin Peay, TCU, 17-point spread. That was a push. I was on the wrong side of Hampton, Morgan State. Morgan State just worked Hampton surprisingly. I'm getting 4.5 in Hampton. I kind of like that one. What else did we have on the board yesterday? Let's go down the ranks here. Yeah, I was wrong on. Okay, I was wrong there. I cashed in on Vandy minus 37 against Mississippi Valley State. I was on the wrong side, and I thought UC Riverside might give St. Mary's a test. St. Mary's, good basketball team, won by 17. On the wrong side of that, I was on the right side of UTA, essentially UT Arlington in the Sun Belt, beating University of Cal Santa Barbara, UCSB, who made the NCAA tournament a year ago. I was all over that plus the 13.5, and they won outright. There we go. I locked up Texas minus 22 against Sam Houston State. That didn't come to fruition. I was on the wrong. I didn't get a chance to watch that game either, but I was on the right side of Oral Roberts minus 1 against Tulsa. Little inner city matchup there. On the wrong, I took Montana plus 13 because Oregon had to prove it to me. They had to prove it to me that they could be decent, and they were by beating the Grizzlies by 40 in Eugene. And I was on the right side of Wyoming minus 2.5 against Cal State Fullerton. I was also on the right side of Grand Canyon plus 4.5 against Loyola Marymount as they won outright as well. And I was on the wrong side of Notre Dame. I took Notre Dame in the points. That did not come to fruition. All right. I mean, overall 2-1 day on the locks. I can live with that. Let's hop into today's action because we have a loaded slate today. I actually think today is a really good day to watch some college ball. Out the gate tipping, we got Bellarmine, who I'm definitely butchering the name probably, against West Virginia. They're catching a big, big number. So I think you take Bellarmine 16.5 points. Sign me up. You look at West Virginia's 5-1, but Bellarmine's decent enough, I think, to cover this thing. They only lost by 13 to UCLA. They did get housed by 42 to Gonzaga, but they played St. Mary's tough, only lost by 9 to St. Mary's. So I think they could probably cover this thing. West Virginia wins ugly a lot. New Orleans taking on Texas A&M at 4:00. I ended up going with New Orleans, getting 15.5. I think that number is accurate. I think it's going to be right around there. I think it's probably going to be 13, 14, 15, 16. I think that's the play though, to take New Orleans there. That's not neither of those are locks, but I do got some locks that I think will be all right today. Davidson is one of my locks, minus 4.5 against Charlotte. These teams are not that far away from one another. So, and I just think Davidson, I'm going to go with the experienced coach and Charlotte, a team coming off of a bad loss to Drexel. I know Charlotte beat App State early in the year and we're looking pretty good in there. I think they're better than they were the past couple of years, but I like Davidson and Bob McKillop to get it done. I'm going to lay the 4.5 and go with the Wildcats. What else do we got going? I'm going to lock up a few. I'm going to lock up Indiana, even at Syracuse. I don't trust Syracuse. I still don't think they have enough. Like I just think Indiana's got it too much talent. They have too much talent. Give me the Hoosiers -2.5 at Syracuse ACC Big Ten challenge here. I'm going to lock that thing up too. I'm going to lock it up. Let's roll. I am going to be taking, what else do we got as the early Furman and High Point. This is a game. Furman's good. All right. Furman's a team to watch out for, but High Point, Tubby Smith, they've played some decent game or some decent teams close. I'm going to take Tubby Smith to cover the 10. Furman wins by 7, 8, something like that. Maybe even 9, but give me a High Point to get that cover. Farley Dickinson in Manhattan or Fairleigh Dickinson in Manhattan. I ended up going FDU +9, 9.5 shop around. Just some of these mid-major matchups, when you get to that level, I think it's hard to win by double digits. Give me Fairleigh Dickinson by 9. Old Dominion, East Carolina. This is the second time these teams have met this year. This will be the second one here. ECU won by 13 back on November 19th. I'm going to take ECU and lay the 5.5, but it is hard to beat a team twice. Keep an eye out there. Siena and Army. I took Army -4. I almost locked this. I was considering locking this. Detroit and Northeastern. Detroit's still winless. Mike Davis's bunch. Northeastern plays a lot of close games. Bill Cohn's bunch. I'm going to take Northeastern though minus the 6. I thought about taking Detroit. Howard takes on Mount St. Mary's. I think the wrong team is favored here. Howard's getting 4.5. I'm going to lock up the Bison, the Howard Bison. Give me Howard +4.5 points per 4.5 points, not per game. Elon taking on UNC Greensboro. UNC Greensboro laying 4. I'm going to lock up UNC Greensboro to get this thing done. They've been pretty impressive so far this year. Sacred Heart taking on NJIT. I went with the points in Sacred Heart. That's a tough game. I don't advise you to bet on that one. Longwood, Jerome Kersey's alma mater, taking on, I'm sure, one of his teammates, Georgetown. Who went to David Wingate's alma mater, the Georgetown Hoyas. Georgetown is laying, what am I seeing here? Is this 9? Shop around. I see a 9.5 out there. This is tough because Longwood's actually improved. I'm going to take Georgetown to fix some things. I don't like it. Stay away. UConn, Maryland, Eastern Shore. Maryland, Eastern Shore getting 34.5 points. I guess I'll take it. Give me Maryland, Eastern Shore. Let's do it. Give me some of them fucking crab legs. All right. I'm going to lock up Minnesota -2.5 against Pitt. Pitt is just, I think Capel's done. I think he's probably going to end up an assistant. Maybe back at Duke. I don't know, but Capel is done, I think. Presbyterian taking on Tennessee. Presbyterian getting 24.5. I think that's too many points. Presbyterian, the Blue Hose are not that bad in the Big South. Give me Presbyterian +24.5. Florida State, Purdue in one of the better matchups here. NC Nick locking up Florida State +11. I will take Florida State +11. I actually got it at 11.5, but I'm not locking that thing up. Patty C was taking Purdue there. He's laying the points. Ryder taking on Ole Miss. Ryder is getting 15 points. I can't take Ole Miss laying a double digit after that performance against, who was that? Mississippi Valley State. Was that what it was? There was someone there. If memory serves me correct, it was their last. Mississippi Valley State. They struggled. They really struggled. Give me the moving company, the Ryder moving company +15 in Oxford, Mississippi. Tulane, Ron Hunter's bunch taking on College of Charleston. This should be a good game. This should be a good game. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with College of Charleston, but this should be a good game. Houston laying a big number against Northwestern State. 31.5 points. These spreads are so ridiculous. I guess give me Northwestern State. NC Nick and Patty C disagree with me. They took Houston. When you get to those that big of a number, it's hard. It's hard. Prairie View taking on South Dakota State. Prairie View getting 17. I'm gonna ride with Prairie View. I think that's a solid bet. It's a big number. South Dakota State in most cases doesn't beat a team by that many points. Any of those Summit League teams for the most part. SIU Edwardsville is taking on Omaha. Both these teams are struggling this year. Omaha's just coming off of a total ass beating by Purdue. I guess I'll go SIU on the road minus a point and a half. I think it's anyone's game. Texas State Rice. This is a nice matchup. I've been impressed with both these teams thus far this season. In times I've watched them, certain games I've watched them. I haven't watched every Rice game or every Texas State game, but I've caught them a couple times in separate performances and I was impressed. So I'm going to take Rice minus three, but, should be a good game to check out there on God's Eye. Clemson Rutgers, ACC Big Ten matchup. This was also an NCAA tournament game this past year. I think Clemson gets revenge. Remember Rutgers upset them in the NCAA tournament just back last March. I think Clemson plus 1.5 is the play. Patty C took it. NC Nick locked it up. Hawaii, the Rainbow Warriors. They're a tall team this year too. If you get a chance to check out the Rainbow Warriors, they got some big, they got some height on that island. They are traveling to Santa Clara. I know Santa Clara has had a few injury problems, but Herb Sendek doing a good job. They're laying 11.5. I think you take Hawaii until you know that Santa Clara is fully healthy. I think Hawaii is the play. Jackson State is getting 19 points on the road against Shaka Smart and Marquette. This one was kind of tough. I ended up taking Jackson State plus the 19. Marquette struggles to score, so I think if Jackson State can just stay in it that way, they might be able to cover that number. This is an awesome game. New Mexico at New Mexico State. Sign me up for watching this one. Two really good college basketball fan bases. I went with New Mexico in the points, 11 points, because this is a rivalry game. I know New Mexico State's just a flat out better team this year, but this is a rivalry game. Give me the 11 points. Sign me up for watching this one. North Dakota State, the Bison, taking on Creighton. Creighton is laying 7.5. I went Creighton. Patty C went North Dakota State. NC Nick went Creighton. I just think they have too much offense. I know they're young, but I think they got too much offense with the Blue Jays there. Northwestern at Wake Forest. This is one we all took Wake Forest minus 1.5. I think Wake's a team that's improving. Northwestern's still a team I haven't figured out. I think Wake's just a better team, the more athletic team right now. But this should be a nice matchup to watch. Speaking of nice matchups to watch, we got St. Louis. This is a mid-major, really good mid-major game. The Billikens taking on Boise State. Billikens are getting 3, and I think you should take the 3. This is a good game, though. I don't love this play, but I'm excited to watch the game. Duke taking on Ohio State in Columbus. Duke laying 2.5. I'm on Duke. Ohio State's guard play still a question mark to me, even though they got their heart broke by the Gators in the past week. Until I see that guard play really elevate, I'm going to take the Blue Devils here. Long Beach State travels to San Diego State. Catching 20. That's just a little too many points for me. Give me the Dirtbags plus 20. Pepperdine, Nevada. Nevada kind of found themselves in the past week or so. However, I'll take my chances with the Waves of Pepperdine getting 12.5. Nevada wins by 9. South Dakota against Tim Miles Bunch, San Jose State. I think your play is to take San Jose State. Tim Miles already making a difference. So let's roll. And once again, so those are that's our Tuesday night slate. I think the lock should be, and you should consider Duke as a lock. I think you should consider Duke as a lock and potentially New Mexico as a lock. My locks though, Minnesota minus 2.5 against Pitt. Indiana minus 2.5 against Syracuse. Howard plus 4.5 against Mount St. Mary's. Davidson minus 4.5.
UNC Greensboro minus four. I took Chattanooga minus five against Tennessee Tech. So that is what, two, three, four, five, six locks I'm giving you there. Do I have any other on the slate here? And by the time tip off happens, it might be Duke or New Mexico. So there you go, folks. You got it. You got it right there. Once again, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Tell a friend. We are talking college basketball, you know, 6 days a week, year round on the College Basketball Experience. So subscribe, tell a friend. Also subscribe to the College Football Experience. Got an awesome weekend coming up, FCS playoffs and then the conference championship games and the FBS coaches going everywhere. We got you covered on the College Football Experience. Subscribe to both feeds and download that SGPN app for free in the App Store, Google Play Store. And give me a follow on Twitter at TheColbyD. Patty C's on Twitter, Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Terrell Furman Jr. on Twitter at RealRail_. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network, and also the College Football Experience and College Basketball Experience on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. Can't recommend that enough. This is the College Basketball Experience, Tuesday, November 30th style. You better start thinking about yours.